Hi guys, welcome to another episode of What Am I Drinking with Andrew Axopardi. Today I've got a Duckhorn Sauvignon Blanc from Napa Valley, 2014. It's a typical Californian Sauvignon Blanc. And what I mean typical Californian Sauvignon Blanc is that they actually aged in oak. And I want to rope in a little bit a discussion about oak and the importance of oak in winemaking. And I think it's important, even for the everyday drinker, to have a basic understanding of oak. And the reason behind this is you would understand your palate and why your palate likes the wine or doesn't like the wine. It would help you choose a wine that you prefer. So if, for example, you like lightly oaked wines, then you would know which type of wines to pick out on the shelf. If you don't like oak, then you'd know that a certain section of the shelves are just not for you. Or if you see, for example, Fumé Blanc on the label, you know that it's a Sauvignon Blanc from California. It probably has oak, so you wouldn't go for that. Now, getting into the terminology of oak. Oak imparts flavor to wine, but in winemaking, originally, oak barrels weren't used to impart flavor in wine. Oak barrels were originally used back in the 1600s simply as a logistics, just to transport wine from one country to another. What happened was people realized that it was imparting a certain flavor on the wine, and they started using oak barrels as a tool in their winemaking process. Now, there are three reasons why you would use oak barrels in your winemaking process. I would say the first reason is, as we just discussed, which is to impart flavor in your wine. And the flavors that oak barrels usually impart are vanilla or coconut flavors, keeping it very basic. The second reason is that a little bit of oxygen passes through the oak barrels and helps to soften the wine, especially if it's a red wine with a lot of aggressive tannins and it's a really astringent wine. Aging that in oak barrels for a length of time softens the wine and makes it maybe easier to drink upon release. The third reason why you would wish to use oak barrels in your winemaking process is to create the right environment for MLF, or malolactic fermentation. This is a term that I've used in some previous videos, and what it is the conversion of malic acid into lactic acid. Malic acid is what you find is a very astringent, acidic taste that you get from grapes. And they want to change that into a different acidity, which is lactic acid, which you get from milk. Now that we've understood that it's actually a tool in the winemaking process, the winemaker has several decisions that he needs to make in order to get the best out of his wine, to create the best possible wine that he may. I would say the first decision that he needs to make is whether to use oak or not to use oak. Would he want to impart flavors from oak into the wine, or just, for example, soften the wine a little bit? So he needs to decide, okay, I will be using oak or not using oak. And then he's got to decide which oak to use. Will he use European oak or American oak? Now, European oak is usually a little bit softer. So what happens is, a European oak doesn't impart such powerful flavors as American oak. So if I had for example, a Pinot Noir, I would probably use a European oak. The flavors from European oak is more on the vanilla, and the flavors on American oak is usually more on the coconut. The next thing I would want to know is, would I use new oak or old oak? Now, just like when you use a secondhand tea bag, you will not get the same intensity in your tea, and it's the same with oak. So if you use new oak, you're going to get, you know, very strong flavors imparted from the oak. If you use secondary oak or secondhand oak, which was used previously, the flavors imparted are not going to be so strong, so noticeable in the wine. So if maybe you just want your wine to have the softness but without much flavor being imparted from the oak, then you would use secondary oak. The next decision is, would you want the oak to be toasted or not toasted? And when I mean toasted is when they actually burn the inside of the barrel to form a burnt area. And what that does is it imparts flavors of usually toast and smoky flavors, barbecue flavors. Now, if you want those flavors in your wine, then you would toast the barrel. And there's a certain intensity of toasting. Just to give you an example, most Bordeaux wines, and I'm really generalizing over here, but most Bordeaux wines would use a medium toast. The last decision that the winemaker needs to make is what percentage of the wine he wants to blend and mature in oak, and how long he wants to mature it in oak for. So this is maybe where I can rope in Duckhorn. So Duckhorn is actually 85% Sauvignon Blanc and 15% Semillon. So it's two different grapes. 15% Semillon is just to add more depth and flavor to the wine. But the interesting thing over here is that the winemaker, Duckhorn Vineyards, only age or mature 10% of the Sauvignon Blanc in American oak barrels, new American oak barrels. And that's quite a strange decision, I would say, because it's a very small portion of the wine, so I don't think he wants to impart too much flavor. But then he uses new American barrels, and he leaves them mature for about 5 months. So not that short a time either. Having said that, if you have to compare that to, for example, a Rioja or a Ribera del Duero Gran Reserva, where we often get toasty, smoky, barbecue flavors, then they would need to be aged in oak barrels for a minimum of 24 months. So maybe when you compare to a Gran Reserva, then 5 months is not too long in an oak barrel. My understanding behind this is he only ages 10% in oak barrels so that he keeps a certain balance. Now, Sauvignon Blanc is not a grape that we usually expect to be aged in oak barrels, so it's maybe a little, maybe slightly different to what we are used to. It doesn't have that maybe tangy lemon and squeeze of lemon touch to it. Maybe it's got more of a rounder mouth to it. I think maybe now it's time to try the wine and see actually what the winemaker succeeded in getting. On the nose, it's lovely. The color is a lemon color, so it's not too dark. Being a 2014 vintage, maybe I would have expected it to be darker, so that's really good news. On the nose, you can get some lemon, so I'm maybe a little bit surprised for a 2014 vintage. I get a lot of lime and lemon and freshness. But then I also get a certain creaminess. So immediately you do notice that there is some age in oak, some maturation in oak. It's very mouth coating, quite full bodied, nice and rich. But the lovely thing about it is immediately it's very fresh, so I immediately get a lot of lime and kaffir, lime and lemon. But then the creaminess comes out. I would say it's quite rich and soft. If I had to describe the wine, I think the flavor I get is strangely enough, lemon meringue pie. You've got the refreshing tanginess of the lemon in the pie, but as you know, from the meringue you get that softness. So it's a beautiful play on flavors and acidity in your mouth. That's lovely, and the length is there. So now I can really confirm that is what the winemaker wanted from the wine. So he actually matured most of the Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon in stainless steel vats. And that does not impart any flavor in the wine. What it does is it keeps the wine very fresh and lemony and juicy. But then that 10% in the oak gives it maybe the meringue feel to it, the softness, the creaminess, that certain amount of complexity. And for me, that is what makes this wine so beautiful. I think it's I think it's lovely. It can live up to maybe chicken dishes, a seafood risotto type of dish. So it's got a certain power to it. I think it's great, and kudos to the winemaker for keeping it still very refreshing and yet complex and rich. Fantastic. Especially, I would say, a lot of American wines have a bad reputation for being over-oaked. But nowadays, winemakers from the States have really upped their game. They're getting these really refreshing wines. The oak is there just to support the wine and not to overpower the wine. And I think Dacon have really nailed it in this particular wine. Super stuff. Guys, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Or you can go on my website, www.andrewatsopardy.net. Or you can check out our business website, which is www.number12wines.com, where we supply super yachts in Mallorca, Malta, and Barcelona. Wishing you a good one. Ciao.